With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Our next guest is the author of The Soul of Basketball, the epic showdown between LeBron, Kobe, Doc, and Dirk that saved the NBA. He's a longtime Sports Illustrated writer. He was, and of NBA.com as well. He's followed the NBA for decades, and he oftentimes joins us here on the show when things go crazy in the NBA. And now we know that Kevin Durant is going to be gone for the next two games in this Western Conference semifinals, if it even goes to a game number seven. And so he joins us to discuss Ian Thompson. Drop it on by the DA show. Ian, good morning.
Hey, good morning, DA. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. It's always great to talk to you as well. And how do you now handicap the rest of this series with Golden State down KD?
You know what? I'm going to be counterintuitive. I came into it liking Houston. I mean, I've been thinking Houston for weeks is going to beat the Warriors, get to the finals as the hungrier team. How many times have we seen the hungrier team that's lost year after year after year? They finally break through. But now... now you have Kevin Durant out, and I just wonder if, you know, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, they're going to be saying to themselves, hey, there's no pressure on us. This is the first time in years we are not expected to win this game. No one's thinking we should win it, but we've won championships, and we've done all these things before Durant was here, and probably when he leaves this summer, we're going to have to do it again without him anyway. Let's go show everybody who we are, and let's play loose and have fun. It's going to be a little bit of an underdog mentality to them that they have not had for a long time. Maybe they can't overcome it, or maybe it's going to be really liberating. So I don't know what's going to happen, but I just know not having Kevin Durant there, it almost makes it more interesting, I think, and I can't wait to see what happens.
Yeah, I agree. It certainly makes it more interesting, but I had not thought of that perhaps it liberates them. How do you think that mentally not having Kevin Durant there could do that for the Warriors?
Just this idea that, you know, nothing to lose. If we lose this game, go back home, we'll win at home. But let's go out and show everybody that we can win without Kevin Durant. Klay Thompson, you haven't been getting a lot of shots in these playoffs. You're going to get a lot of shots this game. Go show everybody what they've forgotten about you. You know, and these are all these narratives that players come up with that don't really exist among the rest of us. You know, the way Michael Jordan used to feel like he was being disrespected, and he never was, but he needed that to drive him. You know, Steph Curry has talked about hearing criticism of the way he's been playing in these playoffs. Well, why not just let it fly and see what happens, you know? I mean, would you be surprised if either one of those guys went in the 40s in this next game? I wouldn't. And we know that they've won in the past. And Andre Iguodala, maybe this is a statement game for him. You know, Draymond Green, maybe he has a triple-double or something close to it. I can just see all sorts of possibilities here. And if I were the Rockets, I'd almost be a little bit – scared. I'd be scared no matter what, whether Kevin Durant's there or not. But I just think now we're into this sort of Magic Johnson as a rookie filling in for Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and going for 42 points kind of scenario here.
Mm. Ian Thompson joins us, longtime NBA writer. Tonight is game number six of the Rockets and the Warriors. For the Rockets, if they do end up winning this series, would you attach a mental asterisk to them, but they did it without KD?
Absolutely not, because you can go back through all of the Warriors championships and pick out one or two key injuries along the way to opponents that really helped the Warriors. And so I don't think it works that way. And even without Durant, there's a lot of talent there, and it's not going to be easy for the Rockets to win. I think they can definitely win. I mean, again, I've been picking them all along to win the series. So, I don't think there's any asterisk at all.
Now, if the Warriors do end up advancing and they faced off against the Blazers or the Nuggets, do you think without Kevin Durant that they could be vulnerable? I think before this injury, everybody thought that the winner of Rockets-Warriors would blitz through the Western Conference Final. Does it make it more interesting now without KD perhaps gone for a couple of games of the Western Finals if they get there?
It would. But again, either one of those teams, even without Kevin Durant, there's going to be a deficit of experience and confidence. And going into Oracle and trying to win there in the conference finals when you're that close to making the NBA finals, and do you really believe you can do it, whether Kevin Durant is there or not? You know, I'm sure Damian Lillard would believe he could do it. CJ McCollum. Would Jokic believe it? Who has no playoff experience before this year? Would Jamal Murray believe it? Would Damian Lillard's teammates believe it? Though that's what they would be facing, and I think that issue of just never having been there before is a bigger problem for either one of those teams than the benefit they might get from not having to face Kevin Durant.
You know the Boston Celtics organization well. You follow them closely. What percentage of the blame do you place on Kyrie Irving for their crash and burn?
Percentage, I don't know, but he's in the middle of it. And I look at him, I just see echoes of Kobe Bryant. He's not as good as Kobe Bryant. He isn't. But Kobe is his idol, the closest thing he has to an idol from everything you hear. And with a lot of Kyrie's pronouncements, I hear Kobe in his voice. I hear him saying things that Kobe might have said in the same situation. What, you think I'm shooting too much? Actually, I didn't shoot enough. Isn't that what Kobe would have said? And when I think about Kyrie right now, he's 27, and I think he's still learning how to be a leader. He's still a relatively young player. And when Kobe was 27, I think his Lakers were winning 45 games a year, 42, something like this. This is before they traded for Pau Gasol. And there was talk that he wasn't a very good leader, that he didn't know how to lead a team after Shaq left. So I think this was a real learning curve year for Kyrie. Okay, you wanted to get out from under LeBron's shadow. You wanted to lead your own team. But, dude, you had no idea what you were up against. You had no idea what it takes to really be a leader of a championship team. And you learned the hard way this year. And now what are you going to do with it? Are you going to deny the way you've done in public? Or in private, are you actually taking a lot of this to heart and learning from it and putting it to good use in future? So the way Kyrie Irving is right now, it isn't necessarily who he's going to be for the rest of his career. He played a big role in the problems they had. When I look at Jason Tatum taking a step back this year, I put a lot of that on Kyrie Irving as the point guard and the leader of the team. He did not make sure that Jason Tatum kept getting better. And I think that he has a lot to do with that kind of thing. And clearly his relationship with Brad Stevens was not the greatest. So that's on Kyrie Irving, for sure. But is he going to learn from it or not? That's the question.
So I always hear from those that are around Kyrie that he's a complicated guy. He's got a complicated family. He's had a complicated past. What makes him so much more complicated than other players?
Well, I think all the great players, and I'm not sure if he is a great player in the sense of the guys that lead teams to championships, but all those guys tend to be complicated and they tend to be high maintenance. And I remember joking with Larry Bird when Larry Bird was running the Pacers as president, and you know, talking about trying to get a great player, and my joke was, all you guys, you all want the great player on your team, and then when you get them, you've never been more miserable because it's so hard to deal with the great players because there's so much pressure on the great players. So anyways, Kyrie, is he a complicated guy? Clearly he is. Is there more pressure on the NBA stars than there is pressure on the stars of any other league in this country? Absolutely. the best player on the championship team in the NBA has to do everything. He's responsible for everything. He's responsible for the sociology of the team, the relationships, of showing leadership in every single way, of deciding when to shoot and when not to shoot, when to carry a team and when to pull a team along and when to help propel a team. So all those things are on the player, and I just think they're hard to learn. We've seen James Harden having to figure out how to do that, and it's just not easy. Is he ever going to get there? I don't know if he's good enough to be that kind of guy. I wonder if he is the number two guy on the championship team as he was with LeBron. But the fact is he just had no experience doing it before, and now he learned some hard experience.
Ian Thompson joins us, longtime NBA writer, NBA author of The Soul of Basketball. Final question about the Sixers. We've seen them be great. We've seen them be far less than that. What do you expect out of a Game 7?
You know, I think they've done everything they can with their team. Of course they can win it. They have a chance. They have enough talent to win it. But I just don't think they've been together long enough to win it. They haven't paid their dues as far as togetherness and knowing how to play as a team. And they're going to be under a lot of pressure. That's one of the great home courts in the NBA in Toronto. And in a Game 7 with a chance to go to the conference finals, they're really a chance to win the championship this year, I think. That's going to be a lot of pressure. And are they going to be able to pull together? Do they know each other well enough? Do they trust each other well enough? Do their games fit together? That's a big question. They've added all these players in a short amount of time, and I'm not necessarily sure that the pieces fit together. They made great deals to get each of those guys, but do the pieces they have, do they blend together? And I think Toronto really does blend well, and Kawhi Leonard's playing amazing basketball. So I really like Toronto in that series. I think Brett Brown's got everything he can in a short amount of time with the team he has. They've shown a lot of heart under the circumstances. But this is another level entirely, and I think Toronto is much more prepared in terms of their entire organization to win this game than Philly.
Ian Thompson is the author of The Soul of Basketball, and I highly encourage it for a upcoming Father's Day gift. You can get it. Go to Amazon.com because it's a fantastic NBA book for the dad in your life that likes hoops. The epic showdown between LeBron, Kobe, Doc, Dirk that saved the NBA. Ian, it's always awesome to catch up with you, my man. Thanks so much. Have a great weekend. I'm sure we'll do it again here soon.
I appreciate it, DA. Thank you.
You got it. Ian Thompson joining us this morning on the show.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.